Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Dallas County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. This is Coltrane Carlson, and we have two guests on the program with us today from Dallas County ISU Extension. Our first up is the K-12 outreach educator, is Kathy Rodinghouse, joining us now. So thank you very much, Kathy, for coming on.
Thank you. This will be fun.
I surely hope so. So let's get the barrel of laughs going here with a few updates on our library programs. What do you got going on with the inner partnerships with the libraries there?
Sure. So this December, our library programs are all about marshmallows. December 6th at Dallas Center Library, we're going to do a take-home kit. And I have a question for you, Coltrane.
Fire away.
Okay. What does triangles, marshmallows, Omaha Zoo, and toothpicks and 4-H have in common?
I can't even fathom an answer because there's too many things to think about.
Yeah, so they will find out in Dallas Center if you take home your kit and explore the possibilities.
Okay. And you've got some other marshmallow-esque things that you're doing with the other Dallas County libraries, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we have in-person programs going on in DeSoto, Linden, Adel, and Perry. And that is also about marshmallows. If you were ever told not to play with your food, now is a chance to play games with marshmallows. Youth will learn about marshmallow connection to Iowa while having fun with a tasty treat.
And so when people do the in-person opportunities at their respective libraries for using marshmallows, what kinds of things will they expect to do to get them to, you know, go try out some of these things?
Sure. So we will be launching marshmallows into a bear's mouth because he's a hungry, hungry bear and he loves yummy marshmallows. And we'll also be playing games like tic-tac-toe and building things with marshmallows. Just register with your local library.
And then as we kind of move along here, we've also got a kind of a cool aspect that you're helping to coincide with the Perry Parks and Rec Department. Can you tell us about what that's going on?
Yeah, so over winter break, on the first day of break on December 22nd from 9 a.m. to noon, it will be K-3 grades, and we'll be learning some computer science coding. So we'll be using different items such as BeeBots, Dash and Dot, cupcakes, and breakout boxes.
Now, I understand there's a registration fee. Can you kind of go over that? And what should people do if they're interested in wanting to be a part of the program? How should they get involved that way?
Sure. So you register with Perry Park and Rec, and we're looking for a maximum of 12 youth. It will be $5. We'll include some snacks as well as the coding aspect.
Take a break from some of that stuff. Something that's already happened is kind of an inaugural year for a kind of brand newer program that you're having there with Dallas County ISU Extension. That is Lego League. Tell us what's happening with that group.
Yeah. So this year we are piloting our first Lego League club, and it's middle schoolers in the Dallas County area. They just had a regional competition on Sunday, December 3rd, in West Des Moines. And they did so amazing that they are moving on to state in January.
And so tell me about Lego League. For those that aren't familiar with what goes on there, what's the premise? What happens when you get a bunch of kids together to do Lego League? What goes on there?
Sure. So I popped in and got to see them in action. They have 10 different missions that they have to complete using a robot, and they change extensions and everything. And like one was pushing up three levers, one was tugging a boat. So it's using lots of different mechanical engineering type things.
All right. Now, the last couple aspects we'll kind of quickly go over are more 4-H-esque, if you will. There's a workshop I hear that's coming up for 4-H-ers specifically. Tell us what's going on with that.
Sure. So this Saturday, we're doing this Thrifty Meal Challenge, and it's for 12 enrolled members, 4th through 8th graders. They will be planning a nutritious meal using 5 main food groups on a budget.
And if they're interested, can you tell us how they can go about signing up? And is this a free thing for them to do?
Sure. They can sign up on 4-H online, and it is free of charge if you are an enrolled member.
And the last thing we want to like go over too, and this is going to be something that's going to be ongoing during winter break for all the kiddos out there, and that is this holiday competition. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so we have a holiday competition to bring out all those competitive nature of 4-H. They will be having the choice of doing a 4-H bingo and 4-H lessons at home. These will be emailed out to the club members. There's some pretty fun things on 4-H bingo. They will also earn prizes if they complete the project.
How do 4-H'ers interact to get you those photos back to you? And can you tell us a little bit about what the drawing for prizes are?
Yeah, so once you complete like one of the at-home activities or you complete a bingo on the bingo card, you will be put into a drawing and it will be like, you know, those spin wheels.
Yeah.
And we'll pick someone who to win a prize. And the more you complete, the more times your name will be put in the drawing. It will be over winter break. It will start on December 22nd, and I believe it will go through the end of the first week in January.
And now we're joined by Dallas County ISU Extension Communications Coordinator Kaylee Downs now joining us. So thank you, Kaylee, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let's kind of go down some of the things that you'd like to cover. First and foremost, right away coming up here this Saturday, is that all-important beef weigh-ins before the next county fair happens. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with that.
All right. So beef weigh-ins is for 4-H and FFA members who want to show market beef at the state or county level. It starts from 8 o'clock and goes until 10, and it's at the Dallas County Extension on the Dallas County Fairgrounds.
Outside of that, let's talk now about this this next upcoming workshop, which actually happens on the 7th. Tell us about what that one's on.
All right. That is the Winter Feeding Workshop. You can meet with beef specialists. We'll discuss current hay situations and the impact of the dry conditions. That will be at the Dallas County Extension office starting at 6:30 p.m. To register, they should call 515-993-4281, our office.
All right. And then I know this is the time of year, too, where I know you've had a slew of commercial pesticide applicator trainings and continuing instructional courses happening throughout the month and even part of last month. So tell us a little bit about the commercial pesticide applicator trainings that are either left or any possibilities for reshows, first of all.
Sure. Yes. If you have not completed your pesticide applicator and you still need to do that by the end of December, please just call our office and set up an appointment and we'll get that taken care of. Our last deadline is December 21st.
And then the other flip side, obviously, the one that's very popular around a lot of different counties is the private pesticide applicator training. Can you tell us when that is going to happen?
Yes, we have the private pesticide applicator training on December 18th. We will have two different sessions. We'll have a morning session at 9:30 a.m. and we'll have an afternoon session at 1:30 p.m. And both sessions will take place at the Dallas County Extension office. The cost for that is $30, and you can call our office at 515-993-4281 to register.
And that was Dallas County ISU Extension Callie Downs, who's the communication coordinator, as well as Kathy Rottinghouse, who is the K-12 outreach educator. You're listening to Let's Talk Dallas County, presented today by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.